Good morning, it's Monday, the 14th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect to see plenty of sunshine this week while daily high temperatures top out in the upper 40s. Monday will be partly sunny with a forecast high of 49. Lows will fall to near freezing. The chance of rain this week is near zero, with the next rainmaker not expected until the weekend. Now on with today's top stories. A Stage 1 burn ban will take effect at 3 p.m. Sunday for Greater Pierce County because of stagnant air, including high levels of wood smoke, the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency announced. Stagnant conditions are expected to persist through the middle of the week. The burn ban is in effect until further notice. During a Stage 1 burn ban, there should be no burning in wood-burning fireplaces, uncertified wood stoves or fireplace inserts, unless the homeowner has a previously approved no other adequate source of heat exemption from the air agency. No outdoor fires are allowed. Burn ban violations are subject to a $1,000 penalty. The State Department of Health recommends that people who are sensitive to air pollution limit time spent outdoors, especially when exercising. Tacoma's newest homelessness mitigation site will admit anyone over the age of 18, regardless of criminal record or history of substance abuse. The low barrier site at 3561 Pacific Avenue is set to open Wednesday afternoon. Up to 50 people will stay in individual tents made for ice fishing and will have access to food and hygiene services, including shower facilities, hand washing stations and restrooms. Laundry facilities also will be available. The low barrier site is the first for Tacoma. The only other similar site with tents is the mitigation site at 82nd Street and Pacific Avenue, which serves only veterans. A homeless encampment at 34th Street and Pacific Avenue, which is on private property, is scheduled to be removed beginning Tuesday. The Tacoma Rescue Mission will be responsible for the day-to-day operations. Those at the mitigation site will have a safe place to sleep at night, work on their stability goals, go to work, hang out at the community tent and have visitors from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. There will be employment and workforce development services on site. The site will have engagement officers 24/7 and a security guard. After curfew, 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. they will be able to enter and exit the mitigation site throughout the night through one access point that will be manned by a security guard. The mitigation site is anticipated to cost the city $500,000 to $800,000 to develop. The Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County is seeking help from the community. Over 31 dogs have shown signs of canine pneumovirus at the shelter since May, according to a news release. As of Friday, November 11, there are 15 dogs currently receiving treatment at the shelter. The non-zoonotic virus is highly contagious between dogs and rodents but isn't transferable to humans or cats. The virus effects include coughing, abnormal breathing and discharge from the eyes or nose. As a result, the shelter will stop taking stray, lost or owner-surrendered dogs until further notice. The shelter also asks people who can to adopt or foster a pet. As of November 11, there are over 35 adoptable dogs, all of which are healthy and do not exhibit symptoms of upper respiratory illness. Some East Pierce County cities might be steps closer to preventing untreated sewage from spilling into places it shouldn't be. Pierce County recently announced its plan to disperse $9.6 million to jurisdictions in the county to assist with sewer and water infrastructure improvement projects. Some of the towns include Puyallup, Carbonado, Edenville, South Prairie, and Wilkeson. The money stems from the county's Federal American Rescue Plan Act grant program. Carbonado received $1,026,735 for its wastewater treatment plant replacement. Puyallup received $1 million for the fourth phase of its Salmon Springs water main replacement project. Edenville received $990,000 to repair the Mashal River streambank armor. South Prairie received $860,000 for wastewater collection and treatment plant improvements. Wilkeson received $301,500 for its Davis Street and Rocher Street sewer replacement project. A Buckley man has accused Pierce County Sheriff's deputies of excessive force in what he claims was a 7-minute beatdown by at least a dozen law enforcement officers following a pursuit alleged to have reached speeds over 100 miles per hour in August 2020. In a federal lawsuit filed Thursday, Randall Stevens said deputies involved in his arrest stunned him with a taser and pepper sprayed him, even though he did not act aggressively, and punched and kicked him as he lay controlled and face down on the ground outside his home where the chase ended. One deputy struck Stevens, 57, above his left ankle with a heavy, steel flashlight, causing fibula fractures that forever changed how he walks, according to the legal filing. The lawsuit claims that Stevens will never return to his career as an aerospace machinist and engineer due to the altercation, which purportedly left him with intense nerve pain and psychological issues. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. A tort claim Stevens filed against the county in July, a precursor to the federal complaint, asked for more than $1.6 million, plus punitive damages, according to public records provided to the News Tribune. Law enforcement officers claimed that Stevens refused to pull over after being spotted excessively speeding. He rammed a deputy's patrol vehicle at least twice and then fought with authorities trying to arrest him. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.